listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm Shelly Seanwald, an evidential medium who is devoted to helping people move through grief and reconnect with those that they have loved and lost. You know, grief can be very overwhelming and it quiets your life. It can be very isolating as well. But connection doesn't end, it does simply just change. So here you're going to hear some live readings, some raw, meaningful moments where loved ones in spirit come forward with messages that heal and remind us that we're still connected. I work with clients all over the world, and you can learn more at my website, yourmedium.ca. So when we do a show like this, what we're looking at is it's like a postcard from a loved one on the other side. The readings are brief, and you give enough evidence to gather who the person is, and then you give the message that the person in spirit would like to give those who are still here. And it's a lovely way to introduce people to that dynamic that our loved ones don't really leave us. I mean, they're very much part of our lives yet, and they're able to give us guidance and support, even if they're not here to give us that physical hug. When we do a reading that is in person or private reading, as we call them, they tend to be a half hour to an hour, and they're a lot more in depth. You may often get more than one person come through in that sitting as well, and we're able to identify who they are and be able to give messages from each one of them. So if you've never had a reading before, in a half hour, an hour, definitely check that out because it can be just so nourishing for the soul. So we are going to take a caller, and we have Candace in Roanoke, Virginia. Candace, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how are you doing tonight? I'm great.
I'm good.
Good. So what brings you to the show tonight, Candace?
Well, I'm trying to figure out, I'm not trying to figure it out, but I want to know what my POI's motive is.
Okay.
That's what I really need to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'm feeling for you, Candace, right now is that you do have somebody in spirit that wants to come through and give this message. Now, interestingly enough, it feels like there's some type of military background around this person.
Ooh-wee. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this person on the other side was in the military. All right, because it feels like there's... Sorry?
My grandfather.
Okay, because it does feel like, you know, that's the strong back, the diligent, and, you know, militant is a bad word, but I think he is a person who is very disciplined in his way.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. That would be who that is.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, he's coming in to have a little chitty chat with you about this problem that you're having with your POI.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. It is very interesting because there's lots of mixed messages that you're getting from this individual.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
A lot of sense.
Okay. Because it feels hot and cold, hot and cold.
Yeah.
Now, here's where your grandfather comes in. he wants you to know, and this is going to sound funny, but you deserve hot all the time. You know what I mean, right? It's
that's real funny.
He wants you to know you deserve the best and to not. He's talking real fast from his not to let people push you around. Because it feels like you're kind of being led around with this one. He doesn't like that. He says, you know, you're stronger than that.
But too much, too strong. And he's right. He's all the way right.
So what would make you go against your values for that then? And put up with the mixed
That's
messages?
That's a good question.
Because
I'm confused. I guess. I don't know.
Well, Candace, you know, it's very interesting because your energy feels like his energy too. And he's trying to remind you that you are his granddaughter. And you were raised to be strong. You were raised to be tough. And right now, this is making you feel weak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really?
Don't let anyone ever make you feel weak. Don't do that to yourself. You know, there is good coming to you.
Mm.
And it feels to me, he wants to remind you, this is not the last person of interest on earth. Right?
Yeah, I know.
This is not, there is no rush with this. This is not the end game. It feels like there's more for you. And it feels like there's somebody in there that is going to be more in line with your desires in the world.
Well, where is he coming from?
Where is he?
I need this other one off my brain or something. Like, I'm serious. Like, it's not good.
Yeah, and your grandfather is saying, you know, take some strength and, you know, distance yourself from this. You deserve better. Now, for some reason, when he's talking about this other fellow, I see red dirt. You know, like red dirt. An area where there's that. Or is that somewhere near you, or is that somewhere you want to travel to? Because there's something about this, and it feels like there's travel around it.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hooey. Red dirt. And it cannot be the country because that's somewhere I will not go.
Yeah.
I think I feel like I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's gonna click. It's gonna make sense. It sounds a little bit weird right now, but it feels like this area is quite picturesque though when you come into it. I mean, it's not necessarily, like you said, gonna be out in the country, but there's areas around it that's absolutely beautiful. Now, it feels like do you like to travel? Because it feels like this person has a bit of a wanderlust that you're going to be with. Likes to travel. Likes to see things.
Well, I don't like to really even go out of my domain. But it's funny because what you're speaking on, it's the same. It's like the same person. But I feel like he's not himself. Like, that's the way I feel. Like, he's not him. I don't know how to explain this. He hasn't been himself. He wrecked, like, 6 months ago. Died in the wreck, and they brought him back, and he hasn't been himself since.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on with this individual. I mean, that's huge, right?
Yeah.
But what, I mean, it can be more than one person, though, that it feels like. But know that no matter what, he does not want you to be in a situation where you feel less than. And right mm-hmm. now you're feeling less than, and you need to, it's like a regroup for yourself.
I do. I try to. And then he always finds a way to call me. He knows when to call, or he knows when to come by, or he knows. And it mm-hmm. just puts me right back to that, and step one, right back again.
It's very tough. It's a very tough situation. Now, I must ask what your grandfather wants to. He just says she wants you to be honest with him.
Okay.
This is hurtful.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Now, remember though, as your grandfather is saying to you, he's not the last person on earth. And if it does not pan out, you are going to be fine. But he doesn't want you to go against your values or feel less than by someone. If there's honest intents, your grandfather is saying he better start talking.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
If you love someone, you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm also getting from your grandfather is that, you know, you're going to get through this. I mean, it feels like a huge amount right now, but you will get through this. But he also just said something very specific. It's, say what you mean and mean what you say. Right?
That's what my grandmother used to say. Oh my God.
Yeah, see? They know how to come in and give you these little tidbits of information, Candace. So they're here for your love and support. And when you need that strength, just call in your grandfather. He's the military guy. He'll set you straight.
No, I know he will.
All right.
Oh, my God.
May I lead them with you?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome, Candace. And I wish you all the best in this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You do.
So as we close today, you can sit and listen to what you heard today. You know, connections don't end. Candace's grandfather is very much there wanting to come in and say, hey, this is how you should deal with the situation. But, you know, if you want to get more into having a reading and having an experience with your loved one's spirit, I do highly recommend having a private reading, as that sitting will allow you to have the deeper in-depth conversation and really get in with a few of the family members that you sorely miss. You know, we all have those people that we want back in our lives, but do know that they're there, and do know that when you need their help, you just call on them and they will be by your side. So if you would like to experience a reading for yourself, I do offer the sessions worldwide, and you can find out more at yourmedium.ca.